This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It is Thursday, May 24th here
at
Gillette Stadium, and a very special podcast where we're melding the weekly Patriots.com Roster Report podcast with a little Campcast action, because the media had access to Patriots OTA practice today on the practice fields here behind Gillette Stadium. Beautiful sunny day, and 70-plus Patriots were out there in helmets and no jerseys, so it was hard to tell exactly who was and wasn't there. But something new, the new season, the first step towards building that team. And PFW, myself, Andy Hart, alongside Paul Perillo, were out there to bring you all the news and notes. But before we get to that, we'll start with our traditional transactions for the Roster Report podcast. May 18th, the Patriots signed offensive lineman John Operude. Was he out there today?
What? Why are you speaking like John?
Was he out there today?
I believe he was, but okay. I don't have my roster in front of me.
And then May 21st, they officially announced that Wes Welker had signed his franchise tag, which Welker himself had announced almost a week earlier on his Twitter with hashtag Leap of Faith. And the Patriots also signed Nate Ebner, and then they also signed Chandler Jones. As it stands today, only two rookies are unsigned. That's the other first-round pick, Dante Hightower, and third-round pick, Jake Beckett. Paul, now we're going to get to the camp cast, because I don't think we really need to discuss any of those things. We've discussed Welker ad nauseum. He's going to make $9.5 million. He's a Patriot for this year. Everybody's sort of happy, I guess, except him.
I will add just quickly before we move to the camp part of it, there was a report on ESPNBoston.com that indicated there were three offensive linemen that were in for a tryout on Wednesday, I believe.
If you can tell me all three names, I will give you a big pat on the back.
They're all veteran types who have started in the league. Hire is one of them. Steven Hire.
35 of 61 games he started for the Raiders and Redskins.
Right, but I just wanted to throw that out. There was reportedly three guys that in for tryouts. No word as to whether or not any of those
two exterior guys ended up sticking around. Two tackles and a guard center type.
So before we move on from the roster portion of this podcast, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Now you want to break those guys down because you seem very interested in talking about them.
I don't want to break them down.
So we'll move on. We'll talk about practice first and foremost, and I think the most notable thing you can take from these, you know, shorts and T-shirt OTA sessions is who's out there, who's not. We saw Brandon Spikes, Rob Gronkowski, Nate Ebner, and Matthew Slater working with the trainers off to the side. No surprise there, guys that have had off-season procedures. Some other guys that have had off-season procedures or ended last year with injuries: Logan Mankins, not seen on the field today. Sebastian Vollmer, not seen on the field today. Brian Waters, not seen on the field, reportedly simply at home with his family because he doesn't take part in these types of things. And if you remember last year, he wasn't even a Patriot until after training camp. And also Daniel Fells, Anthony Gonzalez, among the guys who were missing out there. So not a total full complement of players, but the bulk
good,
of the
though.
Team was out there.
Pretty good attendance. I think there's 89 on the roster, and we had about, and this is, don't hold us to this, 78, 79 people accounted for, maybe even 80. Pretty good attendance overall.
And, you know, new faces, Joseph Addai out there catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, defensively, you had the rookies, Chandler Jones lining up, Hightower getting some reps, Bobby Carpenter a lot of reps, Trevor Scott on the right defensive end outside linebacker area, Brandon Lloyd making some catches from Tom Brady. We got a chance to see that whole group pretty much of, you know, Dante Stallworth and Brandon Lloyd, Jabbar Gaffney catching passes from Brady. So I'll just throw it out there to you, Paul. What stood out today from the, again, shorts and T-shirt, no jersey, you know, off-season workout?
Yeah, absolutely not getting too carried away. I thought Brandon Lloyd, I thought his footwork, his quickness, he looked like he had really quick feet, soft hands. You made mention of a specific catch that he made on the sideline where he showed really good footwork and then even agility to miss the equipment bags that were in between the fields.
That could have ended his season before it started.
Yeah, I thought he looked very smooth. The other thing that maybe stood out to me, which I hope I'm not reading anything into here, but just it looked defensively like a lot of times when they were lining up 11 on 11, it was a four-man front. But as you pointed out on PFW in Progress, the fourth guy in general was an outside linebacker type, a Rob Ninkovich or a Trevor Scott or even Chandler Jones at times, guys who could stand up.
Right.
And if they wanted to go use 3-4, they don't have to change personnel. It's the same guys. It's Belichick's, it's Belichick's desire just to be multiple without having to change personnel. So that was one thing that stuck out to me as well.
Offensively, it looked like they worked a good amount on the screen. Obviously, it's a passing-heavy practice because you're not banging, no pads, no run game. Looked like they worked a lot on the screen game, screens to Aaron Hernandez, screens to the receivers, screens to Adai and the running backs. And one little tidbit of note, Alex Silvestro, a second-year undrafted defensive end outside linebacker, was actually taking reps with the tight ends because, as I said, Gronkowski not out there, Fells not out there. So you had Hernandez, you had the undrafted rookie Herman, and then you had Silvestro being versatile, I guess.
One other note, just to get all the clerical work taken care of, Jeremy Ebert, seventh-round pick out of Northwestern, wide receiver. He was not out there today. He is still his class is yet to graduate from Northwestern. They have the quarter system that we remember from Taylor Price in the past at Ohio. He's not allowed to be here until his class graduates, so an excused absence.
Hopefully it doesn't stunt his career like some have said it stunted Taylor Price's development.
Yeah, perhaps it did.
In New England. Some other things, Kevin Youkilis was on the practice field, the brother-in-law of Tom Brady, yeah, watching the practice. Robert Kraft was out there watching the practice. And overall, I thought it was a pretty energetic, high tempo.
It was.
Good sweat they got going in a very nice day where it was high 70s, sunny day. And I thought, you know, Bill Belichick spent a lot of time with the defensive line. We've obviously had some changes in the coaching staff where Josh McDaniels is back as the offensive coordinator. Matt Patricia now officially the defensive coordinator. Pepper Johnson working with the linebackers. And today you had kind of a breakup of the off-the-line linebackers, the Gerard Mayo types, in one group with Pepper Johnson, and then all the defensive linemen and quote-unquote on-the-line linebackers, those defensive end outside linebacker types, working with both Patrick Graham and Bill Belichick, spending a lot of time with that group. So I thought that was something maybe noteworthy to keep an eye on as we develop that young, versatile defensive front.
Good point, Andy. I agree with you with the you know, Belichick, where Belichick goes to me is always of interest.
Yep.
You know, at these practices, but in particular, the fact that they have these sort of on the line linebackers and off the line linebackers and who ends up where and, you know, who has the versatility to do both.
I call them OTL LBs. Both.
Right. Right.
It's a bad acronym because you don't know what you're talking about.
It'll be interesting to see which ones of those guys, like Hightower, for example, have the potential to do both and
yes,
how many guys move back and forth.
But there was a lot of bodies out there, a lot of running around, a lot of, you got guys making interceptions. What's his name? Queasy?
I think Marquise Cole.
Queasy Cole. I call him Queasy.
Queasy?
Yeah.
Queasy Cole picked off Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett did not look good today. I thought he struggled throwing the football, not very accurate. Brian Hoyer looked better. Brady was out there. Welker was out there. You know, it was just an interesting first taste, I thought, of development.
You know, it was a good chance to see. There's a lot of new guys that we don't really know how they're going to look in Patriots uniforms.
Or how they're going to look in Patriots uniforms the second time.
Right. We still haven't seen them in Patriots uniforms.
That's true.
You know, for the first time in 2012, because as Andy alluded to, it was hard to tell who everybody was because they weren't in practice jerseys. But a good first peek. And I think you're right about the tempo. It was a perfect day for it here in Foxborough. So we're going to get these the next 2 weeks on Thursdays. There'll be some more OTAs to report on, and then that will all lead right into the mandatory minicamp. I believe it's scheduled for June 12th to 14th, somewhere along that line. So a good little primer here as we get ready to hit to the summer.
And my last note, the specialist looked really good. Zoltan Mesko prepping for his Zolioki charity event in Boston was booming kicks, and Steven Gostkowski just nailing kicks, regular field goals, did a thing where he lined up on the end line, kicked directly at the uprights from the side, and dunk, hit the post twice on four attempts. So I thought those guys were in midseason form, and overall, it was a fun first day for Paul Perillo. I'm Andy Hart. We'll be back here next week with another camp update from OTAs and another week of potential roster moves on the Patriots.com roster report. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.